The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, if you don't have a head for heights, then get yourself a seat and prepare to feel a little green around the gills, as this week's Pause for Thought takes us up, up and away. Here's Laura and her guide dog, Amber.
My name is Laura Bradley. I have had my guide dog, Autumn, since February last year. The reason that I decided that a guide dog was for me was because I've had a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, RP, since I was a wee girl. But as a wee girl, I went to a mainstream school. I had a normal upbringing. My eyesight wasn't as good as everyone else's, but it was okay. It then deteriorated as I got older, and I was registered blind in 2006. And it was not until maybe 2 years ago when I had graduated from university, and my eyesight deteriorated further, which resulted in me becoming kind of withdrawn. I was really anxious going out the house. I get quite depressed. I wouldn't go out the house with either one of my friends or my mum or my dad, even to the local shop, which is over 2 minutes from my house. I was just so unable to accept my eyesight. And it was one day, it was 2014 at Christmas time, and I was watching Tech Santa. One of the charities that they'd chosen that year was guide dogs. And I was watching the kind of clips of people with their guide dog owners with their guide dogs. And I was just thinking, wow, that's amazing. And as I continued to watch it, I just had a really nice feeling in my belly. And I thought that would actually really help me. And when I told my family, they were just delighted. Autumn is just absolutely amazing. I can wake up in the morning and I've got no worry, nothing about going out myself, and now I can go everywhere. Anywhere I want to go by myself, I can go to the supermarket, go to the gym, I go into Glasgow City Centre, which is really busy. I can go on trains, buses, and I don't worry, because I know that 100% I can trust her and she'll look after me. She's got a wee kind of bad habit, Autumn does. If she finds any kind of foxes poo, she tends to kind of roll in it and absolutely loves it. You would think that she was having a really nice bubble bath, but it's not, and it's her version and she absolutely loves it. And I've had to actually bring her home and she's covered, and I've had to put her in the bath. And so she looks as if butter in the mail. She's like a wee angel, but when it comes to things like that, she's a wee minx. The guide dog owner's choice whether they would like to kind of do fundraising for guide dogs, and I was really keen to do it. So I was thinking I would like to do something, to kind of some event for myself. I've always wanted to do a skydive. I've been thinking about it for a few years, and I thought, well, why? But better than to do it for guide dogs and kind of raise some money for them. So that's when I kind of thought, well, Laura's skydive for Autumn. And I thought, it's obviously a guide dog called Autumn, and I could do it in Autumn, which I did. I'd done it in October, and then I decided, well, and enjoyed the skydive so much that I thought, well, I could be a kind of yearly thing. I could think of something new to do every year, and that's how I've kind of thought. This year, I'm kind of looking into doing a wing walk, hopefully. On the day of the skydive, I was kind of waiting for the fear to kick in, but it never did. Even get up in the wee tiny plane, it didn't even have a door. I was waiting to be scared, but I wasn't. I loved every single bit of it. And the bonus was obviously raising money as well, but it was amazing. I loved it. The free fall lasts for 30 seconds, and you think, oh, that 30 seconds is actually really long. But the way it kind of works, I'm harnessed onto the instructor. My instructor was called Mark. When we reach the altitude, which was 10,000 feet, I'm kind of sitting on his knee, and he moves towards the door. So he's kind of holding on to two bars at each side of where the door would be, and I'm already out the plane, because in the training you've got to leave the plane in a certain way, your hands crossed over your chest and your feet are kind of crossed under the plane, and then Mark kind of does the countdown, and then my first initial thought was, oh, I just jumped out of a plane. I can't explain what it felt like. The adrenaline It was crazy, Mark. He's done over 1,000 skydives, and he said he can't even explain what the feeling's like. It's really strange, but it's good. It's a good feeling. I remember it being really loud, obviously, because of the wind and the kind of rate you're falling. But it was really amazing. It was great.
A wing walk. Good luck to you, Laura. I'm sure your fundraising will take off into the stratosphere with that adventure.
The Weekly Connect on RNIB Connect Radio.